to the tomb of Jesus. Well, the stone was gone. It was rolled away. The angel said, "Fear not, I know whom seek you. He has risen, this I heard them say. Go, the stone is rolled by. Go, the tomb is empty. Go to sit at the Father's right hand. Go over death triumphant. Go, the tomb is empty. Go, but he lives forevermore."
Reverend Tommy Mount. Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good morning to you. Happy Easter to you. Here it is, Easter Sunday morning. And Something to Believe In is coming into your homes by the means of radio, into the homes, convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are today, to tell you, yes, he is not here, for he has risen. My, what a great message that truly is. And I'm so glad today that God has allowed me the great privilege of being on the radio each Sunday morning here at 7 o'clock to bring you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. CNN and other TV networks cannot tell you the great story that we're going to tell you today about the great resurrection. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by letting Martha do this one right here. It says, "Let's meet by the river."
All coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore.
Well, I was sitting here thinking, a lot of you may be there in the radio audience today, as promised Mom or Dad that you would meet them over on the other shore, but something's happened, and you haven't really made that commitment to Christ. But you can. You can make it the moment that you believe, the moment that you confess, then, my friend, you're heaven bound. Well, you can have heaven here on earth, so today that we're so glad that we can report that to you. Happy Easter to you. I hope you're planning on going to the house of God. We've had a great Holy Week service on Thursday night. We were at Painter's Chapel. Then on Friday night, had the cantata there at James Chapel. We've had a great week. And here it is, Easter Sunday morning. Woken this morning to 6:30 sunrise service. As a matter of fact, while the broadcast is going on, I'll probably be eating breakfast here at the Painter's Chapel Church, getting ready for a 9 o'clock service at James Chapel, and then going by coming back to Painter's Chapel at 11 o'clock. So we've got a real, real busy day, and then we want to spend some time with our family also today. So it's a great day. He has risen. Yes, He has risen indeed. Well, let's go right back now, send this out in memory of all of your loved ones today. And this one said, I'll just go on home, but I'll wait for you there. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand, I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time, that's me now prepare. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand, we must go on. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time, it's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's being now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. just go on home. I'll wait for you there. Well, I'd like to say thank you for helping me maintain the broadcast. We appreciate the offering that the Canterbury sent. And in their letter, they stated that we were a little behind and they wanted to help us. Well, we appreciate that. That's what keeps us on the air. We are a ministry of faith. We've been a ministry of faith for many, many years. And trust me, a lot of people have stood with us and stood with us faithful. And we do get behind. But that's just the way things are. But God always takes care of the broadcast. So if you're there and you feel led of the Lord, then you just mind the Lord. Do what God asked you to do. And I know that everything will be all right. Okay? And let's go right back now and do this song right here for you. I think this is a very suitable song for this time of the season. And this one says, "Just Look for Me." This was one of the last ones that Rusty Goodman did before he passed away.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing.
I'm sorry I said Rusty Goodman would have done this song, but I was wrong. This is Martha doing the beautiful song. Mary Hall and Martin likes this song, and many of the rest of you like it. Martha's singing, "When He Was on the Cross, I Was on His Mind."
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. The look of love was on His face. Thorns were on His head. Blood was on His scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though His eyes was on the crowd that day, He looked ahead in time. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. He knew me, yet He loved me. He whose glory makes the hedge so unworthy, of such mercy. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind. When He was on the cross, I was on His mind.
Well, on this Easter Sunday morning, I'd like to pass along to you some of the scripture. I remember years ago, I had a fellow minister that said to me on our broadcast called Something to Believe In. We've used that theme for many years. And he said to me one day, he said, "Tommy, you're always saying what you believe." Well, I told him, I said, "Well, what I believe is very important." And he said, well, maybe other people don't believe what you believe. Well, we understand that. We understand that people have different theologies, different opinions, different ideals. I'm not that naive that I don't understand that. But let's listen to what the Apostle Paul said about the resurrection. Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 11. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also in vain. Now notice here the Apostle Paul used the word about believing two different times. He said, I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. And then he comes right on down in one of the other verses here, and he said, but if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is in vain also. And you know, today we might as well just put on our socks and go home if there be no resurrection. If there be no resurrection, then there is no need to preach the gospel, because the good news of the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection. You see, God planned it many, many years ago. God planned this day. The Bible said that God planned it, Jesus purchased it, and the Holy Spirit is now pastoring it. Because Jesus Christ rose victoriously over hell, death, and the grave. Three great powerful words right here when Paul was speaking about this. Because in this day and time, but the time that Paul was preaching, a lot of people believed in the resurrection. A lot of people did not believe in life after death. They believed that once you went into the grave, then that was the final end of life. But Paul did not preach that, and we do not preach it today. Neither do we believe that that is the end of things. Because Paul wanted to address this situation because people were concerned about it. When we go out to the graveside, my friend, and we commit bodies to the earth, do we not stand there during the committal and give the people the assurance and the hope of the resurrection? I remember that one day, that a young boy saw some atheists going to the cemetery, and they were following the casket, and they had flowers in their hands, and they were following the casket to the grave. Well, they stood there very silent, because after all, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the resurrection. They're committing a body to the earth, and as they stand there, the little boy said to them, hey, do you believe that this body will rise again? Oh, they say there is no God. There is no resurrection. Then he said, who made the flowers that you carry to the cemetery? My friend, let me tell you, there's something about this, isn't it? Because when you see the beautiful flowers, you see the beautiful white flower, you're always reminded of the innocence of this world. Can you imagine that God created the heaven and the earth, and it was so pure and so holy and so innocent? But sin came into the world, and because of sin, we see the red flower. And the red flower reminds us of the blood of Jesus Christ. God said, I'll make a way. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for our sin. And then when we see the yellow flower, we're reminded of the song that so many years ago was written. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. I remember my good friend John Moore, whom we buried in this past year. Brother John Moore loved that song because his wife had already passed away. He was looking forward to the resurrection. He knew that one day he'd die, but he had the hope of the resurrection. He had the hope that he would live again. The resurrection is not about something dying. The resurrection is about something that is living. And the Bible says that because He lives, we can live also. And today I'm saying to you, because of what Christ did at Calvary, you and I can move toward the grave. Our bodies can be committed to the earth, but to ashes we may go. But my friend, there comes a resurrection time when the graves will burst asunder, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord in the air. Yes, I believe in the resurrection. My hope is built around the resurrection. My faith is built around the resurrection. That's what I believe. How about you? Do you believe in the resurrection? Are you ready for the coming of Christ? If not, then you can get ready in a moment in the heartbeat of life.
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there too. You want to see your loved ones waiting there for you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through. Look for me, I'd like to hear it too.
Aren't you glad today that you have that hope, that blessed hope in the resurrection? Well, today is Easter Sunday morning. Get out and go to the house of God and enjoy your family. Enjoy what God has given you. And truly today I know that God will richly bless you. Well, Father, we pray that you bless the broadcast. Use it for thy glory. As Martin Luther stated many, many years ago, the time is always right to do what is always right. And we're so glad today that we decided to do it the right way, and we give our life to Christ. So we trust today that someone else will follow in our example. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. Will you write to me? Yes, we could need your help. We need your support. Whatever you can do will be a rich blessing into the hearts, the lives, and the homes of other people. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours as we leave the air today. Amen.
All that he said, now he is dead. So this is the way it will end. The dreams they have dreamed, they're not what they seem. Now he was dead and he's gone. The garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail. How could a night be so long? Then came the morning. Night turns into day. The
you can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, you can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
They've taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true. She'd watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man. But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son will live again. Shadows burn.